Hi, this is Sabine from FIBA. Today I would like to talk about the pricing again, but today I would like to talk about modernization. I see very often exposés in which is written renovierungsbedürftig, meaning required is a renovation. So if you want to finance something like this over a bank, there have to be modernization costs included, because a bank who has this object later on as security wants to have a valuable object. So that means if it is required to have renovations, these renovations have to be done. Now they ask, yes, I will do it by myself. Yes, you can do it by yourself if you have this experience and know how to do it. The typical example is always, if you are a tax lawyer, the bank will not really believe that you modernize your whole building. So at the end, you need help. You can do it completely from a handcraftman. Then, depending on the total costs, you have to have an offer for the total prices. If these are smaller things, like for instance 30,000, you can also write a modernization sheet by yourself. You can also include some own performance. It must be logic for the bank. And the point is, if these costs are too high, the bank definitely wants to have an offer from some specialists. It could be an engineer or an architect or a company who is doing this kind of stuff. And there we come also to a point how different it is seen from the banks. So there are banks who accept it with 100% what you are doing, but others, they say, oh, we value modernizations, renovations only with 50%. A second difference is also what is to be renovated. If these are, for instance, painting, the painting will never be evaluated as increasing the value, because if you have lived in the building for 10 years, the painting is gone. But if you, for instance, renovate the bathrooms, this increases the value. So there we have to differentiate a little bit, what are you going to do with this? And if this is, the banks also separate renovation and modernization. The renovation increases the value, modernization, sometimes they evaluate with 20%, sometimes they do not evaluate it at all. So at the end, we have to give this complete documentation to the bank, and the bank evaluates this in the total evaluation. So this increases the evaluation of your building. The role of the evaluation, there I refer to my podcast from the 13th of July. There I talked about the role of evaluation for the banks. If you have any questions, please let me know. Oh, one thing I would like to put in, when you buy a new building, then you usually get 12 months of commitment-free time. When you buy a modern building which has to be modernized or renovated, then you usually do not get this. So we have to structure the financing like this, that you do not pay commitment fee for the time you are going to modernize. But this is at the end how we do the best financing for you. If you have any questions on this, just get in touch with me. Have a great time. It's Sabine from FIBA. Bye.